All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. And we are up to week number four. And week number three, I went 9-7 with my picks as there were some very close games out there. And if there are close games, they are definitely exciting games. Now, I got things started on the right foot here in week number four as I picked the Cincinnati Bengals at home last night to defeat the Miami Dolphins. And that's what they did, as they really shut down this Dolphins offense and limited them to just 7 points. Now, there are 13 great games on tap for Sunday, along with the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number four in the National Football League season. Now, things are going to get started very early on the East Coast Sunday morning as the Jacksonville Jaguars will take on the Indianapolis Colts over at Wembley Stadium in London, England. This game will take place at 9:30 a.m. on the East Coast. And of course, it's been a typical fixture right now for the Jaguars to have at least one home game over in England each year. Now, the Jaguars are hopeful that a different continent will be just what the doctor ordered as they look to get on track. Jacksonville is 0-3 this season, and two of their losses have come at home. But for the Jags to get over the hump and get their first victory of the season, it needs to start with quarterback Blake Bortles. He has to have much better pocket awareness, and he also has to do a better job of taking care of the football. This Jaguars defense has to find a way to put some pressure on Colts quarterback Andrew Luck, who looked very comfortable in the second half last week against San Diego. Now, this Indianapolis team is looking to build off of their momentum as they came from behind last week and got the victory at home against the San Diego Chargers, and this is a very important game for each one of these teams in the AFC South. I think the change of venue will help Jacksonville, and I think they are able to go to London and get the 24-20 victory. Now at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, you have the 1-2 Tennessee Titans traveling to take on the 2-1 Houston Texans. And of course, the news was not good this week for the Houston Texans as they found out that defensive end J.J. Watt is lost for the season as a result of back surgery. But you look at this Texans defense, and led by Vince Wilfork, this is still a very stout group as they look to make life a little bit easier for this Houston Texans offense. Now, Bill O'Brien, the Texans head coach, has announced that he will be taking over of the play calling for this game for the Texans offense, and that is looking to spark something with Houston. Now, looking at Tennessee, they had a tough loss at home last week against the Oakland Raiders, and they are looking to bounce back with their young quarterback, Marcus Mariota. What Tennessee must do, run the football effectively, and also on top of that, Mariota has to do a good job in taking care of the football. I don't see it being enough in this game for Tennessee, and I'm going to take Houston at home by the score of 26-17. Now, in the nation's capital, you have the 1-2 Washington Redskins hosting the 0-3 Cleveland Browns. Washington comes into this game favored by 7.5, and they were able to save their season last week with a very hard-fought road victory against the New York Giants. While it was another heartbreak last week for Cleveland as they went on the road and lost in overtime to Miami. But the Browns did show signs of life last week with Cody Kessler at quarterback, and you look at their head coach Hugh Jackson, he is really attempting to change the culture on this team. But I look at the Redskins, and I think the victory last week against the Giants gave them confidence. Most importantly, it gave quarterback Kirk Cousins the confidence needed to get himself back on track, and I think the Redskins will hold serve at home this Sunday by the score of 27-20. Now, in East Rutherford, New Jersey, you have the 2-1 Seattle Seahawks traveling to take on the 1-2 New York Jets. And, of course, the last time that the Seahawks made the trek to MetLife Stadium, you have to go back to Super Bowl 48, where they dominated the Denver Broncos en route to the Super Bowl championship. You look at the Seahawks secondary, and they are known as the Legion of Boom, and they can wreak havoc on opposing quarterbacks. And you look at a quarterback right now for the New York Jets in Ryan Fitzpatrick, who is simply looking to get back on track after he threw six interceptions last week against the Kansas City Chiefs. This New York Jets defense can bring it as well. And you look at a quarterback for the Seahawks and Russell Wilson, who has ankle and knee issues right now. And I look for the Jets to put a ton of pressure on him, most importantly, trying to keep Wilson in the pocket. The Jets will play a much better game, but I'm going to take Seattle on the road in this one by the score of 24-22. It's the 3-0 New England Patriots hosting the 1-2 Buffalo Bills. And don't look now, the Patriots have a chance to go 4-0 without the services of Tom Brady at quarterback. It looks like it's going to be Jacoby Brissett at quarterback this Sunday for the New England Patriots. And what they've shown so far right now, it doesn't matter if it's Jimmy Garoppolo, Jacoby Brissett, Doug Flutie, Steve Grogan, you name it. Whoever plays quarterback for the New England Patriots right now under head coach Bill Belichick is going to give this team an opportunity to win. But aside from the quarterback play for New England, they can run the football effectively. They are playing very disciplined ball on both sides, and they have a defensive unit that knows how to go out there and get after opposing quarterbacks. I look for the Buffalo Bills to put up a spirited effort because we know how their head coach Rex Ryan likes to play in games against Bill Belichick. But it's just something very difficult about playing against a team that has so much confidence like the Patriots do right now. And I'm going to take New England at home in this one by the score of 24-23. Now, a big NFC South matchup this Sunday afternoon as you have the 2-1 first place Atlanta Falcons hosting the 1-2 Carolina Panthers. And if you go back to last season when Carolina went 15-1 in the regular season, their only loss came on the road at the Georgia Dome against the Falcons. But you look at Carolina right now, and they are simply a desperate team because the last thing they can do is ill afford to drop to 1-3 while Atlanta will be 3-1. I look for Carolina to get back to the basics, and they have to find a way. I know they have some injuries, but I think Carolina needs to come out here and establish the running game because they need to play with a certain level of physicality. You look at this Falcons team, they can score, but their defense is not looking good so far. I look at this Panthers defense to try to go out there and be the difference makers in this game, a la Luke Kuechly, and try to go out there and put some pressure and force Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan into some turnovers. Thus, I'm going to take Carolina on the road in this one by the score of 30-27. You have the 2-1 Oakland Raiders traveling to Baltimore to take on the undefeated Baltimore Ravens. And right now, Oakland, both of their victories have come on the road. And you look at this Oakland team, they're beginning to get some confidence under head coach Jack Del Rio. How can Oakland pull off an upset in this game? First and foremost, they have to win the turnover battle. You look at a quarterback in Derek Carr, he can go back there and sling it. As long as he slings it to the people that are wearing the same color jersey that he is, they have a shot. But you look at this Raiders defense, it's one of the worst units in football for the first few weeks of the season so far. And they have to go out there and find a way to force some turnovers. And on top of that, put some pressure on Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco. What the Raiders must try to do, they have to try to get Baltimore one-dimensional, whether it's taking away their running game or taking away their passing game. Preferably, they have to take away the running game and force more onto the right arm of Mr. Flacco. Oakland must also try to find a way to win the field position battle, but I think this is going to be a nip and tuck affair this Sunday afternoon, and I'm going to take Oakland in the upset right here by the score of 20-19. Now, there's an NFC North battle this Sunday as you have the 1-2 Detroit Lions traveling to the Windy City to take on the winless Chicago Bears. And it's not looking good right now for the Bears. More than likely, Jay Cutler will not be starting at quarterback for Chicago. It will once again be Brian Hoyer. And you look at this Lions team, this is an opportunity for them to get to 2-2 and really feel good about themselves. Can this Bears defense slow down Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford? I am not sure, because if you look at Stafford, if you give him time in that pocket, he knows how to pick an opposing defense apart. You look at this Lions defense, and they are young, hungry, and opportunistic, and I don't care who's going to be quarterback for the Bears Sunday. They are going to be running for their lives. Thus, I'm going to take Detroit on the road in this one by the score of 27 to 24. Now you have the defending Super Bowl champions in the Denver Broncos with a record of 3-0 traveling to Tampa to take on the 1-2 Buccaneers. And what we've seen so far in this young NFL season is that the young Bucs still have not figured out what it takes to play a football game for 60 minutes, as they were blown out in week two on the road against the Arizona Cardinals, and then they came back last week and lost a tough one at home against the Los Angeles Rams. It's not going to get any easier for this Bucs offense, which is led by Jameis Winston at quarterback, as they are going up against the best defensive unit in football right now in the Broncos. I look at the edge rushers for Denver, I look at Shane Ray, and I look at Von Miller, and they are going to make life very tough for Mr. Winston in that pocket, and more than likely, Denver will win the turnover battle. Now, offensively for the Broncos, quarterback Trevor Siemian is playing with a ton of confidence. They are running the football effectively, and he is also doing a solid job of getting the football to the playmakers that are around him. Thus, I'm going to take Denver on the road this Sunday by the score of 30-26. Now, it's a homecoming of sorts in San Diego, as the 0-3 New Orleans Saints travel to take on the 1-2 San Diego Chargers. And the reason why I say that, once upon a time, Saints quarterback Drew Brees was a second-round pick of the San Diego Chargers organization. Of course, a few years after that, the Chargers would make the trade with the New York Giants to acquire Phillip Rivers during the NFL draft, and the rest is history. Now, you look at Drew Brees, and he is not the problem for the Saints because he can definitely throw the football all around the field. It's the other parts of this team, most notably the defense, and you saw how they got torched at home this past Monday night against the Atlanta Falcons. Now, I know that the San Diego Chargers are dealing with their fair share of injuries, and they've had two heartbreaking road losses so far this year, but I think when the Chargers are home, they tend to play a little bit better, and when the Saints are on the road, away from the comfort of the Superdome, they are not the same team as well. Thus, I'm going to take San Diego in an extremely tight game here, 31-30. Now you have the 2-1 Dallas Cowboys, who are tied for first place in the NFC East, second place in the NFC East rather, and they are traveling to the Bay Area to take on the 1-2 San Francisco 49ers. And you look at this Dallas Cowboys team right now, and Dak Prescott, their rookie quarterback, continues to get more and more confidence as each game goes by. And I think right now he's going up against a Niners team that has been pushed back in the last 2 weeks after they really went out and dominated the Rams in week number one. And I look for Dallas to come out and exploit that. Number one, with their running game with Alfred Morris and Ezekiel Elliott at running back, which will open up things for play action passing. And I think it's going to be important for Dallas to run the football early due to the fact that wide receiver Dez Bryant won't be available for them this Sunday. Defensively, Dallas does have some holes, but I think that the 49ers offense is not good enough to exploit those, led by quarterback Blaine Gabbert. Thus, I'm going to take Dallas on the road this Sunday by the score of 31-17. Now, the Sunday night affair has the 2-1 Kansas City Chiefs traveling to take on the 2-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. Both of these teams have what it takes to be postseason teams here in 2016, and it starts with their defenses. You look at Kansas City, they forced 8 turnovers last Sunday against the New York Jets, and they're going to go out there and try to do the same thing to this Pittsburgh Steelers team. But I tell you one matchup that I am definitely looking forward to, and that is Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown going up against Chiefs cornerback Marcus Peters, who in less than 2 years in the NFL already has 12 interceptions. But I look at a Pittsburgh Steelers team that was embarrassed on the road last week at the hands of the Philadelphia Eagles, and that definitely does not sit well with this organization. And I think the Steelers are going to arrive at this game with a chip on their shoulder, and you're going to see that physical brand of Pittsburgh Steelers football that we've learned to love and appreciate. Le'Veon Bell is returning from his suspension at running back, and I think he could be an X factor in this game, as I take Pittsburgh at home by the score of 30 20-24. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you have the 2-1 New York Giants traveling to Minnesota to take on the 3-0 Vikings. It doesn't matter right now who's the quarterback for the Vikings, because the way that they play defense, nobody's going to score on them. And I look at this Vikings defense, they're going to try to put some pressure on Giants quarterback Eli Manning and force him into making some interceptions. Again, this is a Giants offense that in the last two games has given the football away 6 times, and they're going up against a Vikings defense that knows a thing or two about taking the football away. The Giants also have a litany of injuries in their secondary, and if the Vikings are able to get a passing game going, they can expose those. Thus, I'm going to take Minnesota at home in this one by the score of 24-16. So, folks, those are my picks for this week in the National Football League. And as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, rather, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.